Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you're in the right place to be. Welcome to Vibrate and Elevate. We won't vibe a little bit. All right.
Okay.
Listen.
Hey.
Yeah, elevate that vibe really quick. That's cool. Hey. Listen, this is Miss Controversy Bird in here vibing with the beautiful Zahra Marie in the building. So happy to be here on the Vibrate and Elevate show. And we're coming to give you this back to school special, this book bag, this pencil special. And we want to show you that we have some excellent teachers here in the local Tri-County area, Dade, Broward, Palm Beach area, doing big things in the classroom. And we want you to know that the classroom ain't no joke. Like, we're surviving out here. So shout out to all the educators. And I literally mean, you know, shout out to the educators, you know, because they're on the front line, to be honest. And all we should be doing in the community is, you know, supporting our educators in the classroom, because that's the real household. That's the real household in this day and age. Our kids are spending 8+ hours, you know, in the classroom. And we want to know what's going on behind the teacher's desk. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have Miss Jennifer, educator, Diva Jennifer. We have educator Diva Ashley in the building, as well as educator Steve going to be chiming in. And we want to know, one, how was your summer, ladies and gentlemen? I have the lines open for Jennifer. I have the lines open for Ashley and Steve. So welcome to the call. How is everyone?
We going to be all right. I love that song. Great opening, great opening. That song right there, just get in the car, and whatever you're going through, put that on, and you going to be all right.
Right?
Yeah.
We should be right.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that is Jen in the building. You may know her as Jay, the J-Lo off of Facebook. She's everywhere. But recently, she has decided to do a career change and become an educator. Jen, talk to us about this transition.
The game chose me. Listen, you know? No, like, seriously, I didn't choose the game. It really chose me. And when I went into it, it was just a whole nother feeling. I got a whole other outlook, and now I can't even dream of being anyone else. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, these kids really need us.
Yeah.
The families really need us. We, as adults, when the kids come into the classroom, you forget that some of them might not have had a meal last night. Some of them might have witnessed their mom being beaten by the boyfriend. You know, these kids go through so much. So I say to you, as, you know, educated, if your heart isn't in it, leave. Because they don't need to come to school. Like you said, they're there 8+ hours. They don't need to come to school and get, you know, what may be at home. And I know we say, yeah, they parents should, but it might not be that way. You know what I mean? So if your heart isn't there, don't do it. Leave.
Okay. So,
and allow
so the game
else
chose
to
you.
Take care of these babies. The game chose me. We had a teacher, and she went out for a leave, and then my principal was like, okay, well, you have everything, basically. I was like, yeah. You know, I just had to take a test, and whatever, so I went in there, and it was just like,
wait, excuse me, I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt. You said you took the subject area test? You took the test.
Girl.
Okay, shout out to all the teachers just trying to get that certificate,
right?
Because we know how real it is out here in the field.
Yeah. But that goes again with being determined and knowing, okay, I have to give my best. I have to do it. If it takes more than one time, you know, just never give up. Or whatever.
That's right.
And
that's right.
I don't know. The rest is history. I went in there, and I wasn't afraid. I didn't go in there trying to be big and bad. It was like, once those kids know you love them, you can get so much more out of them. I didn't have to disrespect them to get respect. I gave it. I love them. And I tell them like I tell my own daughters, I will die for you, but I won't let you kill me. And that's my whole thing. Like, whatever you need from me, I'm going to give it to you, but you're not going to kill me at the same time. So we had such a mutual respect. And I had sixth graders. And they still, like, one texted me yesterday. They asked me how I was doing and how was my summer and vice versa. And it's just so good when I go in there and you saw the kids that when I used to say I love you or, you know, show affection, they would put their, you know, heads down and couldn't look me in my eye. And then by the end of, you know, the class term, they were telling me and they were hugging me and telling me how much they're going to miss me. And it was just, it's just more than teaching. You have to teach the whole child is what it's all about. Yes. And we have to get back to involving family and the community and go to a game, go to a track meet, ask your students what they're into, go support them, go to church if they're going to church. Go, you know what I mean? Like,
okay, Ms. Lockett, Jennifer, I have a question for you because a few months back, last semester, you shared with me a Keep Calm, Ms. Lockett Believes in Me shirt. And I was just so inspired by that shirt. So I know the kids love you and appreciate your support. I want to know how the other teachers treat you because you like all in. You like a ride or die teacher. So what is that like in terms of being colleagues with other teachers?
You have some that will, you know, people won't like you because you're so sweet. Or people won't like you because you're always smiling. But my thing is continue to do that, and hopefully they will turn into you. Don't allow anyone to turn you into them when you're doing good. And I really don't care anymore about the adults. It's about the kids, and that's my, you know, that's my thing. And, you know, even some of the other kids from other classes that I didn't even know, they knew me, and then I got to know them. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a certain aura that you can give off, and you can't fake, you know, who you are, what you are, and those kids know it, kids especially. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Right.
Now, a couple of them came to me and asked me what, you know, how do I do it and what did I do? And there's no other way of me saying other than love these kids, genuinely.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be able to teach them. You'll be able to be tough on them. You can't tell me what to do if I don't respect you and you don't respect me. You have to get those kids to trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But see, Jennifer, you're hitting it on the head. But one of the things that the teachers need to understand, and you mentioned it earlier about if you don't love it, don't do it. But these teachers, some teachers, they are having personal issues, and they're not loving themselves 100%. And so the teachers that you see, you know, with flying colors in the classrooms, being super effective in connecting with the kids, it's because they have a certain love and respect for themselves. They're not unhappy. Right. They're not bitter. And they've allowed those things to get out of the way. And that's what allows those types of teachers to have discernment or to know, you know what, let me just chill out on drilling him about his homework. I have an apple in my book bag. Let me just, you know, let me let him chill out for a minute and take care of that, and then I'll come back to him. And the whole maneuvering and how you have to be, you know, a versatile educator these days. And so I'm so glad to hear you doing that in the classroom. And I also want to hear from Ms. Ashley Pruitt. Ms. Ashley, are you in the building?
Yes, I am. I was having some difficulty with my phone earlier. I just got back on the line, but I'm here.
Well, welcome. Okay. Thank you for being an awesome educator. Ashley, you are on the line with co-host Dee Marie and our other educator, Ms. Jennifer, and I titled you guys Diva Teachers in my mind as I was putting the show together, because I think that's another element that we need to bring to the classroom, that kids need to see us in a certain light and put together in a certain way. Because when we were going to school and when our parents were going to school, educators, you know, had to keep a certain standard. And I see that in you guys. I see that in how you present yourself, and not just your outside, but like Jennifer was saying, your inside. So, Ashley, I want to know, what are you looking forward to in this new school year as you're coming off of your summer? Ashley, are you with us? I think we're having some technical difficulties. It's okay. So those of you that know me, Ashley, I'll just wait for you to get back on. Those of you that know me, I've been teaching 10 years. Oh, my gosh, yeah, for 10 years, and I decided to retire because I was just done, like I'm done. And I did recognize, like Jen does, and Z Marie is also an educator or was an educator. So, you know, it's all this teaching on the line. It's all this teaching on the line, and, you know, I was able to transition. Once you know you're done, transition into something else. And so although I'm not going to be in the classroom anymore, I'm still going to be working with the kids in a different capacity along the lines of mentoring. And, Jennifer, when I tell you the school year hasn't even started and I'm mad hype about being Z Marie, what's that title called again?
This is our new technology area director. So if you need anyone to direct your technology within the Miami area, you got her on the line right now.
Hold on. Okay, so that title was made up by Z Marie. It's almost right. It's career academic area director, aka the internship coordinator. I'm not tooting my own horn because I have to build the horn.
AKA
and then toot it
Diva in charge.
Hey, but toot it. Hey, toot the little bit that's there. You know what I mean? Toot the little bit
that's there. And I'm so excited, looking forward to working with the other teachers who are putting together the program that we have, our internship program. So, you know, in being an educator and being a young educator, don't be so, you know, gung-ho or just all in or committed to a position that you don't like. If you don't like something, look for opportunity. Look for opportunity, and it's out there. So I think I have Ashley back on the line. Ashley, are you with us?
Can you hear us?
Yes, we can hear you. It's okay. We're not going to send you to CSI this evening.
Okay, good. We've been talking for the last 5 minutes. I've been trying to get on. I don't think you guys hear me. So I'm like, okay, what's going on? Okay.
No, we have you. We're sorry about the technical difficulties. Hashtag blog talk, get it right. And so
thank you again
for being on the line. And what we wanted to know is, like, what do you look forward to this year, in this 2015-2016, as you come off of awesome summer? What do you look to bring to the classroom and offer your students? Okay, so I think I'm having technical difficulties again.
At a charter school.
Oh, there you go. I can hear you.
You hear me now?
Okay. Yes, we got you.
Okay. So a little bit of background information about myself. The last 2 years I was working at, it was a charter school. It was like a very corporate vibe. So now I'm at a new school, and it's a whole different vibe. Instead of them just teaching to the child as far as, like, you know, about the test and teaching the test, it's more so teaching to the whole child itself. So I'm looking forward to making, like, educational bonds with my kids, but also being, like, that lifelong educator. Never forget, like, you know, someone that leaves an impact in their life, making bonds with them, making a connection with them, not just giving them lessons about FSA, but also about life lessons. That's what I'm looking forward to. And, like, one of my biggest things, just to give some advice to some people, like, my biggest things that I've learned throughout this whole ordeal of teaching is always to be prepared. So, like, one thing I did do this summer that was a little different from my other summers, I went in, like, maybe 3 weeks earlier from when we were supposed to go in to get my room, like, situated. So, if you ask that, I want a cozy room. Like, I want a reading area. I want a lamp. I want a library. So, I just think that also makes a big difference. When my kids come in, I want them to feel like that warm, cozy vibe. Like, this is their second home. So, you know, setting that, that educational environment, something comfortable where we all are. A family at the end of the day. You know, that's how I teach my kids. Like, at the end of the day, we can hate each other. We can go back and forth with one another. Y'all can have beef. But at the end of the day, we're like a family. We're here to learn from one another and, you know, teach one another as well.
Yeah, awesome. Did you say a lamp? Did you say you had Starbucks in your class? I want a latte.
We're not there yet.
I love
but
it.
But I do have
the
atmosphere. A coffee maker.
Okay.
Yeah, that funk.
Yes, that
All I have is one of those green cots. Y'all remember you take a nap on? That's all
right.
I need right now for elementary. I'm saying I go over to the library, get on my cart. That's it.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Find out somebody
told
him, I know something.
Okay, London. Oh, stop it. Okay. Elementary nap time. 101. Listen, Ashley, thank you for sharing, you know, what you're going to bring to the table this year. And I'm excited for, you know, seeing that I'm not in the classroom anymore. I'm really excited for the people that are in the classroom, and it sounds so, you know, exciting that you guys are all in, and that's the phrase that I want to hold on to for tonight. You guys are all in and committed. You know, a lot of times, you know, you see teachers, man, we waiting for 2:59. You can see the smoke, and we already in our car. But, you know, Ashley mm-hmm. shared that she came in 3 weeks earlier because it's just about, let me get my mind into it. Let me get what mm-hmm. I want to do, let me not wait on somebody to say, hey, can I do this? No, just get in there and do it and set the tone and set the pace and the atmosphere. And one of the things that I'm pretty sure that Jennifer and Ashley know is that going into 2016, don't take anything personal, especially from the kids.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. One day they may be having a bad day. They still mm-hmm. love you, and they gave you attitude. And the next day, they're going to be all over you and hugging you and say, man,
mm-hmm.
I need paper, I need pencil. And so it's not about, you know, the attitude or the contrast. You know, it's about, hey, you know, we
right.
can talk later when you calm
when
down
gave,
and you know.
I gave my parents my cell phone number, and I told them if anything happens the night before, if anything happened that morning, text me so I can know the mood of the child, if there's
yeah.
anything that you see. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
it's just about building, like I said, a relationship. I've made cups with inspirational different, like I have 18 students, so I have 18 different inspirational messages I put inside of this gift bag that I created for them. So, and I read something that said my teacher thought I was smarter than what I was, so I was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, that's
yes.
you have
Wait,
someone that believes in you so much. You can
we
do all things. It just takes that one person to believe in you. And God, that's why I had those shirts made. And when you feel like that and people speak life into you, it's just amazing.
Wait, what
my
said?
Teacher thought I was more than I was smarter than what I was?
So I was.
Yep.
Awesome.
Did I butcher it? Okay.
No, that's how
okay,
it is.
So
that's how it is.
Teacher 3000 on the line. Y'all on that next level. I appreciate
yes.
that. The parents appreciate that. These employers appreciate that. Like, for real, for real. It has real results, real impact y'all talking about right now.
Yep.
That's right.
I mean,
and you're going to find that kids that don't even have your class are going to get wind of what's going
yeah.
on in Ms. Pruitt's class and in Ms. Lockett's class,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to be ducked off in your class trying to get all that you give. And
yep.
that's how you know that you're divinely directed. That's how you know you're doing what you came to do and your purpose is being fulfilled, because you just want to start attracting all of those kids that really need you. That they truly, truly, really need you. And so on that note, in connecting with the kids, how has this summer with social media, like, just put you in a whole nother mood? Like, I've seen all kind of crazy stuff on social media this summer. Are you guys planning on using any of that to connect with your kids? Like, for example, I love to use 0 to 100. That's my new grading.
Mm-hmm.
That was my grading policy last year. You walked into the class, it was 0. You're starting at the beginning. By the end of the class, you should
I
have
like
100.
That.
So we went from 0 to 100, and a lot of people
really?
Stayed around 50%. You know, they went from 0 to 50 real quick, like, but I need you to get to 100. So I use music to connect with the kids, and I want to
mm-hmm.
know, like, what do you plan on using this from this summer, like anything that stood out to you that you want to bring into the classroom?
Well, my first day, I went, I know, like you said, music and the Drake and Meek Mill thing, but I went, and I don't know if you ever saw Drake in front of the iPhone and it said charged up.
because I have a group of kids that are behind 2 years, so we have this new program where we're going to have an accelerated program, and we're going to get them to their right grade. So I'm coming in with my Drake shirt and my blazer and my jeans and my heels on, and my shirt says charged up, because that's what we're doing. That's what we're going to be. We're going to get to this. And it's it's a second chance, and I remember a second chance. I remember being in night school and summer school and everybody's school in order to get out on time because I made some bad choices, but I did it. And that's why I love what I do, because everybody's been there, and I think we forget. You know what I mean? Like,
that's right.
Some of these people won't even be there if they didn't get a second chance, and then they forget and you put your nose
that's
up.
Right.
No, 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 sweetie. Humble yourself real quick. You know what I mean? Because you were one of them. And it's just a teaching experience, because if I did it, you can too. I'm no different from you.
That's right. That's right.
Well,
awesome.
One thing I use is I use Twitter for when we're doing discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we use Socratic circles. So, like, we kind of get in a circle. We have an inner circle, outer circle. And instead of doing, like, always putting on papers and writing out things, I let them get up and, like, you know, if someone does a good job, like, hashtag Keisha Rock today, or hashtag that was a good line you said today. So we use Twitter. Also use Edmodo. I don't know if you, I'm quite sure you ladies are familiar with that, which is like more of a communication thing for the students and parents, and you post up different assignments and videos and stuff. And I use it to look fun. I take pictures of them. We all have a page. Well, we have a. I take pictures of them throughout the year, so that way they can kind of look at it, and you know, yeah, I think it's cute. It's something we can all relate to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. Social media, music, entertainment, and just all the silly and funny things that you know that they're associated with. All right, Meek Mills, sit down. I mean, I'm sorry. All right, Lil Mikey. Oh, you want to do what? Hell no. To the no, no. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. You know, I'm not going to say the hell no, but I'm going to say, right. I'm going
to
say to the no, no.
Make jokes. Make jokes with them and let them know, you know what I mean? We're the same, you know what I mean? And like I have a kick account that's for my class, so we get on there, we answer questions, ask questions about homework. So yeah, and I saw another thing: if they're not learning the way you teach the way they learn. You know what I mean? So
that's right.
It's okay to change with the times. Times are changing, and like she said, put the hashtags up so we can all go back to, you know, our certain group or whatever, and look at different things and could reference different things really quick. Or teach the way they learn.
You guys are, I have this phrase that I coined called the creative culture, and there's different people in the community that are creative culture keepers, and educators like Jennifer and educators like Ashley are doing just that. They are, you know, being creative. They are making sure that they're bringing to the table those elements that allow the kids to realize, hey, I am of value, you know, because some of the kids don't know how valuable they are and what they bring to the table. So it's up to us to shed light on that and build the kids up. So as far as the creative culture, you ladies are on point. You are on the money. You are doing it. And I'm glad that you are in the classroom. I'm glad that you're doing something that you like, because that makes the world of a difference, especially, you know, with the experience that our students are having. You know, I hear all the time, you know, Miss So-and-so hates me. And I was like, how do you know that? And they're like, listen, she hates me. Every time she does this, she does that. And I was like, wow. And, you know, inside I'm like, dang, she really don't like your behind. Okay, let's figure out what we can do to get around that. You know, and so all the personality issues and conflicts and clashing that goes on in the classroom, I really want to praise you women for, you know, going above and beyond that and seeing that it's something bigger that we need to do and that we need to serve these kids, because they are our future.
Yep.
You know,
exactly. And at the end of the day, they are still kids. I don't care how big and bad, whatever words they may use to curse you out, they are still kids, and they want your love. They want your approval. So some you might have to love harder than others. to break through.
That's true. That's true. Hey, is Steve available? Educator Steve in the building. Ashley, I didn't know if we were able to get Steve on the line. We may have some connections. Hold on, let me see. Ashley, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you guys.
Okay, was Steve able to come on the line this evening? We have about five more minutes.
I shot you a quick text to let you know, but no, he's not coming in on tonight. He'll come on next time. I'm sorry.
No problem. We're going to give him a late pass. And Steve is also known as Bird the Rebel. He was on our show. Get out the hallway. He was on the show a few weeks ago. And at this time, I think it'll be appropriate for me to just shout out all the teachers that have other talents,
yes,
you know, that they are using, that are strong, and that they're capitalizing on outside of the classroom. And Jennifer definitely doing that. I know Jennifer a little bit more personally than Ashley, and I know that Ashley is also a community activist, and just being involved outside of what you do. Mm-hmm. I need all the educators to make sure they're submissive to that, because life is fun out here. Life is fun out here. Listen, we got 5 more minutes in the show. I know Z Marie has a Make It Fly segment, and we're going to close out with a taboo segment and just send our educators off to an awesome, awesome year. So, Miss Make It Fly, how are you doing?
Yes, first of all, thank you, ladies, for coming on to the show. I want to encourage y'all to have a drink after class just to help you wind down and come the next day. You see what I'm saying? Yes, but no, thank you guys for doing a great job, because it is like being a second parent. And that's just something we're going to have to start realizing and stop saying,
right,
like, well, your parents should raise you. We really just going to have to realize that the raising is like 24 hours a day, right? So,
exactly.
With that being said, tonight's Make It Fly segment is inspired by Kendrick Lamar. I've been listening to Kendrick Lamar nonstop every chance I get. And in particular, I have all his albums, but in particular his latest album, To Pimp a Butterfly. So I'm going to count you guys down. Number 5, the top lesson that I've learned this week from listening to K. Lamar is, I should be on Team Tupac, not Team Biggie, okay? So basically, all this time, I've been like, you know, Biggie, he got it, as if both of them can't be hard, right? But I really enjoy the last track where Tupac is, like, featured on it. So if you haven't heard Mortal Man, YouTube it, it's really great. And basically, a lot of what the track is talking about is a class war. So that is directly tied to public education, and I know charters are popping up everywhere, but I would just like to encourage the people on the line to research about charters and public school, and to actually write your congressperson, your state representative, because, like, it's really going down. In 5 years, I don't know where we're going to be as a country, but, like, it's going to hit us in our pocket as well as it's going to hit these students in class. Number 4, I want you guys to know that you're a caterpillar. Right? So the caterpillar happens before the butterfly emerges. And so what does it mean to be a caterpillar? It means sometimes it's grimy out here, but I want you to, you know, stay focused, and one day you'll be that colorful butterfly. And so that's actually number 3. What is the purpose of the butterfly? Basically, instead of thinking like float like a butterfly, sing like a bee and all of that, what I want you to do is just pimp the butterfly. That means now you got on your colors, you know who you are, stunt. All right, number 2, almost ready for number 1 so we can get to Miss Controversy. Number 2 is just to be true to your craft, so the ladies on the call are doing that. And number 1 is to tell it all. Don't just tell the good part of the story, tell the bad part of the story too, so these kids can know the truth.
Yes.
All right, go ahead, Miss Controversy.
Oh, that was awesome. I guess I'm going to have to get on hashtag Miss Badu Scoot Over. You know I like Kendrick too. With Z Marie. That's what's up. Shout out to Kendrick. Listen, we have only a few seconds in the show, and we want you to remember to make it fly. As an educator, as a community leader, make it fly. Do what you need to do. Raise the frequency of those around you as you love yourself and be your best. All right. Thank you so much. check us out on vibratingelevate.com. Also visit Elevated Health and Wealth, and we gonna be all right. Peace, everyone. Thank you for being on the call.
Peace.